Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News. And that song, Come Out of Her, My People, is based on Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And we play it quite a bit because we are encouraging those in the African American church who are caught up in this Roman Catholic invasion to get out of those churches. Get out. Get out. Get out. For when the Lord decides to judge the harlot church of Babylon, he will also judge her daughter churches. And the Joint College of African American Bishops is an end-time satanic tool that the evil one is using to infiltrate the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ and corrupt, pervert, and leaven the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I thank the Lord for you tuning in as we are starting to wind up this 95 thesis. We only have 20 plus more thesis to go, and we're going to get the bulk of them done by the end of this month, so that come October 31st of this year, which will be next month, we're already in today, September the 10th, we're going to keep doing these propositions until we're nearly done, and it'll only take a few more days in October to get up to 95. But we're marking the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, and we're doing our bit for King and Divine Country to push back the forces of darkness. And today's proposition is number 73, and it reads like this. The Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has gone the way of Cain. Let me read that again. The Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has gone the way of Cain, in that he represented so much hope and promise, but departed from the Lord. He represented so much hope and promise, but departed from the Lord. Well, let me read to you the four scriptures on which this proposition is based on. And the first scripture is Jude 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Yesterday, in starting out this new cluster of propositions, dealing with the Metropolitan Archbishop of this apostate organization, we started out with the word woe, Woe to them, woe to him. Woe to J. Delano Ellis, woe unto him, for he has gone in the way of Cain. So yesterday we started with the word woe. Today we want to focus on the proper noun, Cain. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. C, capital C-A-I-N, Cain. The second scripture that we want to look at is Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, verse number 1. And it reads, and Adam knew his wife, or knew Eve his wife, excuse me, and Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and she bare Cain, capital C-A-I-N, and she bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Now, this is very interesting because in Genesis 3:16, the Lord God himself preaches the gospel. It's called the Proto-Evangelion, the first gospel ever preached, the first message of the gospel, the first sounding of the gospel is found in Genesis 3:16. In this first mention of the gospel, it says, God speaking, And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And what? And the desire shall be of thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So this is speaking of the man-woman relationship. But in the previous verse, verse 15, God says, I will put enmity between thee, speaking to the serpent, speaking to the devil, I will put enmity between thee, Satan, and the woman, and between thy seed, thy spiritual seed, and her seed. And her seed will bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Well, Genesis 3:15 speaks about the coming of Messiah, the coming of Messiah, the one who would step on Satan's head, figuratively speaking, and kill Satan's plans, kill and bring to naught his schemes. So Satan has been tipped off, that God will provide a Messiah, and that this Messiah would come through the woman, This is why you find in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, and Adam knew his wife Eve, echoing verse 16. Echoing what? Verse 16. And she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Now notice, Jude says, woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain. When Cain is born, Eve says, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Now, when Cain was born, his mother celebrated his arrival. And the number here for J. Delano Ellis is 646-564-9730, 646-564-9730. That's for Mr. J. Delano Ellis or one of his associates to call in the broadcast, because we always give them an opportunity to call in so that they can present a counter reformation or a counter argument, a counter position, a counter proposition, if you will. Well, here we have it. It was Eve who said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. So when Jude says they have gone the way of Cain, Cain being an arch heretic, that was his career as a arch heretic was unknown to his mother and his father. It was unknown. For when they looked at Cain, they saw a baby boy. And she declared, I have gotten a man from the Lord. In other words, God has given me one which shall bring to pass Genesis 3:15, that my seed, my offspring, will eventually bruise the serpent's head. So when Eve looked at Cain, she celebrated his arrival and exclaimed, the fulfillment of God's word has come. This one here, this Cain, he's a gift from the Lord. The word Lord, the proper noun Lord, is Yahweh. Yahweh is the closer. Yahweh is the one who completes things. Elohim, God, starts things, but Yahweh is the one who finishes them. Yahweh and Elohim. Elohim and Yahweh. If God were compared to a pitcher, God would be the starting pitcher, and God would also be the closer. God, the starting pitcher, would be called Elohim, and God, the closer, would be called Yahweh. And there you have your ace on your pitching staff. Well, she says, I have gotten a man from the Lord. I've gotten a man. God's about to close out this deal, and as soon as I fell into sin, God is about to bring redemption, and she named him Cain. Cain means a possession. I have gotten a possession from the Lord. And he didn't turn out to be a prize possession. Well, the same can be said in the church, in the church, in the church, in the church. Every time the church, our mother, for the church is compared to a mother. The Bible says, as soon as Zion travailed, Zion being the church, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. She brought forth her spiritual offspring. Zion travails in prayer and in evangelism. And no doubt, Mr. J. Delano Ellis, at one time made a profession of faith. Whether it was true or not, only God knows. But J. Delano Ellis made a profession of faith. According to the testimony, he was converted from Islam to Christianity. That's according to the testimony. That's the yarn, that's the tale that they spin. He was converted from Islam to Christianity. And when he was born, when he was supposedly born again, no doubt the church said about him, as Eve said about Cain, I have gotten a wonderful possession from the Lord. I've gotten myself a man from the Lord. I got myself a man who's on the Lord's side. Every time we look at a new convert, we say, here's one more who's on the Lord's side. Here's one more who will fight against the serpent. Here's one more who would wage war against the powers of darkness. Here's one more who would wear the armor of light. But oh, was the church fooled. Because in J. Delano Ellis, the church has a Cain. Who was Cain? Well, Cain represented to Eve much hope and promise. But she soon saw her son Cain depart from the Lord. J. Delano Ellis in the Church of Christ was an emblem of much hope and promise. But soon he went a-whoring after Rome. Soon he departed from the Lord. Soon. He became enamored with satanic episcopacy. Soon, he was wearing the colors of the harlot of Revelation 17:4. Yes, Mr. J. Delano Ellis, like Cain, promised hope, but never delivered hope. Like Cain, he departed from the Lord. Many spoke well of J. Delano Ellis in his early days. Many said he would amount to something in the Lord. Many said God would use him mightily. Many said he would make a fine warrior for God. But today we must say he's gone the way of Cain. He's departed from the Lord. He's departed. He's not on the Lord's side anymore. He is not on the Lord's side. He's not on the Lord's side. Well, how do we know that? Well, let's turn to the first epistle of John, one of the four places where Cain is mentioned in the Bible. The first epistle of John, chapter 3. Let's start reading verse number 10, and we will end at verse 12. It says, in this the children of God are manifest. If J. Delano Ellis was a child of God, in this would it be known. In this the children of God are manifest in comparison with the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Whosoever doeth not what is right is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother is not of God. For this is the message that we've heard from the beginning. This is the message that we've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. If you're a child of God, if you're a true born-again believer, in this we know that you're a child of God, in that we love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brother. Wherefore he slew his brother? Because his own works were evil and his brother's works were righteous. Not as Cain, who never exhibited love, who did not show love. Not as Cain, who did what? What did he do? He slew his brother. That's how we know that Cain jumped sides. That's how we know that Cain started out under the Lord's care, for his mother says, I have gotten a man from the Lord. The Lord has blessed me with a prized possession. She called his name Cain, meaning possession. The Lord has given me a prized possession. I've named him Cain. He came from the Lord, but he didn't stay with the Lord. He did not stay on the Lord's side. How do we know that? Because he didn't love his brother. He didn't love. Again, let me read verse 10 of chapter 3. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. In other words, John says, this is how you can tell who's on God's side and who's on the devil's side. Whosoever doesn't do what is right is not of God. Whosoever does not love his brother is not of God. This is the message that you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, who served Satan and slew his brother. How is it that I can make the argument? How is it that I can make the tenable argument? How is it that I can make this case that J. Delano Ellis is not of God? Well, I can make the case by declaring he does not love the brethren. He does not love the brethren. He doesn't. Well, you say, well, how could you say that? Well, he murders the brethren. He murders them. Look what it says in verse number 15. Verse 15. John, 1 John 3:15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And yea, no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. No murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. But Radio Reformer, you're making a strong statement here. How does J. Delano Ellis murder his brethren? How does he destroy his brethren? By misleading them. Here's audio. Here's J. Delano Ellis, and he is ordaining, he is elevating, he is consecrating this individual as a bishop. And listen to what J. Delano Ellis says to this man. And by telling this man these words, he is deceiving this man. He is misguiding this man. He is leading this man away from Christ, away from Christ's gospel. And essentially, he is damning this man. He is destroying this man's soul. This man whom he claims to be doing a favor for. Listen to this.
These are his armor bearers. I give you the shepherd's staff in your left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God. But you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people. Free to receive their respect and their adulation. God bless you and congratulations to you.
He says that you are free to receive the people's adulation. Let me play that for you again. Because he's turned this man into a human idol so that this human idol now can receive the people's adulation. Well, the word adulation means idolization. You can receive the people's idol worship. You are their, in essence, because the Oxford Thesaurus gives us the word idolization. Idolization is the same as adulation. To receive the people's adulation is to receive the people's idol worship of you. So J. Delano Ellis has turned this man into an idol. And idols are to be destroyed by God. And those who worship idols, idol worshipers, shall also be destroyed of God. So in essence, J. Delano Ellis is damning this bishop and is damning this bishop's followers because he's turned the bishop into an idol and he's turned the bishop's members into idol worshipers. Here's J. Delano Ellis acting like a Cain.
In your left hand, the only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation.
You are free to receive the people's respect and adulation. In other words, you are a Nehushtan bishop. I wrote a book called Nehushtan Church Bishops, in which these bishops are being turned into idols. Well, all idols will be destroyed. King Hezekiah destroyed the Nehushtan. God shall destroy all Nehushtan bishops. J. Delano Ellis has put this man on a pedestal, has turned him into an idol, because that's what Rome does. The Roman Catholic Church, the Harlot Church, the Apostate Church, the Whore Church of Revelation 17 and 18 is in the business of making idols. J. Delano Ellis just made of this man a human idol. And this man does not realize he's so stupid that all idols shall be destroyed. The same way Hezekiah destroyed the Nehushtan, the idol that the people were worshiping, the brass and serpent. But not only shall the idol be destroyed, but the idol worshippers shall be destroyed. God shall destroy all idol worshippers. And yet J. Delano Ellis has ordained this man. He's made him a Nehushtan bishop. In other words, he's made him an idol bishop to receive the people's adulation or idolization or hero worship. And he's turned these people into idol worshipers. Here it is again. And by so doing, I argue that he's turned these people into damnable souls. Here it is again.
You the shepherd's staff in your left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation. God bless you.
No, God's not going to bless them. God's going to curse them. God's going to put anathemas on him. Anathemas on you too, Mr. J. Delano Ellis. Supposedly, you were born again. Supposedly, like Cain, the day in which you became born again, the church celebrated your birth. I have gotten a man from the Lord. I've gotten a warrior from the Lord. That's what Eve said. But in the process of time, Eve discovered that Cain was of the wicked one. Because he that doesn't love his brother, he that kills his brother by lies, isn't that the way Satan kills? Isn't that what Jesus revealed? Go to John 8. Let's go to John, the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 8. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Jesus said to the religious leaders like J. Delano Ellis in John 8:44, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Your father was a murderer from the beginning. Well, who did the father kill? Who did their father the devil kill? He killed Adam and Eve. How did he kill them? With lies, by promising them elevation, by promising them godhood. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there was no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, for he is a liar and the father of it. And the same thing with Cain. Cain bought into the lie. Cain himself started to peddle the lie. And the devil is using J. Delano Ellis to destroy souls, to damn souls, just like Satan used Cain to damn souls. By perpetrating, peddling, promoting lies. No doubt, when J. Delano Ellis was in the church, much said of him, oh, he brings so much hope and promise. He shall be an effective minister for the Lord. He shall be like what Eve said of Cain. I've gotten a prized possession, only to find out that he is a counterfeit. He's not the truth. So here is one person that he turned into an idol. We just heard of one person. Here's another person that he turned into an idol. And how he took this person's followers, this person's church members, and turned them into idol worshipers. Here's another Nehushtan bishop. Here is J. Delano Ellis creating, fashioning, forming another Nehushtan bishop, turning another minister of Christ into an idol, and taking the sheep of Christ and turning them into idol worshipers. Oh, has J. Delano Ellis gone the way of Cain? Here he is.
A ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishop. She is one among all of us. This is her ring, symbol of authority. And we respect her, truthfully. You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. Amen. That's your way of saying, I honor you. Amen. You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. Amen. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Teach, bishop.
Ah. Oh, I didn't know that. Just read up. How you, bishop? Put your hand down and just speak. And, you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring. We ain't got to hug and squeeze it and bang.
Well, that's idolatry. That's idolatry for somebody to be extending their hand, and then I bow, as he did, and kiss the ring. That's idolatry. That's paganism. You see, J. Delano Ellis is murdering people by promoting lies. He has gone the way of Cain. Cain was said to bring much promise. Cain, Eve believed, was on the Lord's side. The Lord have given me this man. I named him Cain. He's a possession from the hand of God. God gave me this gift. Only to find out that Cain abandoned the Lord and chose to be on the devil's side and chose to promote evil, chose to promote lies, chose to promote damnable heresies as J. Delano Ellis. This new bishop here in this video extends the hand and has people come up in droves to kiss it. He has made this new bishop another bishop. It's a different bishop. He has turned this one into an idol also. Turned this one into an idol. and has turned the followers into an idol worshiper, because they must all now bow. They can't hug this person anymore. They can't salute this person the way you salute them biblically. No, now we have to salute them in a pagan way, in an apostate way, in a heretical way. This person will extend their hand, and we shall genuflect, we shall bow and kiss their ring as though we were kissing Baal. In 1 Kings 19 and in Hosea chapter 13, verse 2. J. Delano Ellis is misleading these people. He is of his father, the devil. The devil was a murderer from the beginning. How did he murder Adam and Eve? With a lie, with the lie of elevation. And this is J. Delano Ellis promoting the same lie that was promoted in the Garden of Eden. Here he is again.
Her ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishop. She is one among all of us. This is her ring, symbol of authority. And we respect her, truthfully. You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. Amen. That's your way of saying, I honor you. Amen. You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. Yes. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Yes. See, bishop.
Ah. Oh, I didn't know that.
We didn't know that because you can't find that in the Bible. It's never been taught in the African American church. It's being taught now because you are the Trojan horse. You've opened the door. You've opened the door to Satan. And Satan is taking over the African American church, turning leaders into idols and members into idol worshipers. That's what J. Delano Ellis is doing. And he is murdering souls. He is murdering these bishops. And he is murdering the members. He is murdering them the same way Jesus said that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. How does Satan murder? By lying. By leading astray, by beguiling Adam and Eve. And here is J. Delano Ellis teaching an entire congregation. This place is packed with people, and he is indoctrinating them. Woe to them who have gone the way of Cain. It says here in 1 John chapter 3, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and he slew his brother. He killed his brother. He murdered his brother because he was of the wicked one.
Just read him. How do you be? Put your hand down and just speak.
Amen.
And you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring. We ain't got to hug and squeeze it and bang her into us. Don't do that. She's a bishop. She's a bishop.
No, she's not a bishop. She's an idol. You made her into an idol. She's not a bishop. She's an idol now. She's an idol. My brothers and sisters, you can see why we are doing this 95 thesis and why we're calling upon J. Delano Ellis to answer, but he won't answer. He won't answer. Let me take you to the second epistle of John, the second epistle of John. In the second epistle of John, the elder writes, a true apostle, and J. Delano Ellis claims to be a successor of the apostles, but listen to the voice of a true apostle. The Apostle John, writing, says, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, and mercy and peace, from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and in love." In truth and in love. He says in verse 4, "I rejoice greatly that I found that thy children walking in truth." I rejoice greatly that I found thy children, thy members, walking in truth, as we have received the commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which you have from the beginning, that we should love one another. And this is love, that we walk in his commandments. This is the commandment that we've heard from the beginning, that we should walk in it. You see, when you walk in love, you walk in the truth. And when you walk in truth, you walk in love. But when you walk in lies, you murder. When you walk in lies, you kill other people. When you walk in the truth, you walk in love. You don't hurt people. J. Delano Ellis walks in a lie. Thus he murders. Thus he is bringing in damnable heresies. Thus he has gone the way of Cain. What was the way of Cain? Eve believed that Cain was part of that fulfillment of prophecy. That he would, that Cain would be on the Lord's side. That Cain would be the Messiah. That Cain would bruise the serpent's head. Soon she found out he was on the side of the wicked one. And thus it is with J. Delano Ellis. In turning these church leaders into Nehushtan bishops, and by turning these church members into idol worship, he damns their souls. He damns their souls. He simply murders, does J. Delano Ellis, by peddling Roman Catholic lies and doctrines of demons. And there you have proposition number 73. The Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has gone the way of Cain, in that he represented so much hope and promise, but departed from the Lord. Just like Cain represented so much hope and promise to Eve, and he departed from the Lord. Well, I'll be back tomorrow, Monday. With proposition number 74. And Mr. J. Delano Ellis, we're waiting for you to call in, but we won't hold our breath. My brothers and sisters, I love you in Jesus' precious name. And until tomorrow, God bless you.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we confined, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he, Lord Sabaoth, his name. From age to age the same, and he must win the battle. Will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to truth. through us, the prince of darkness grim. We tremble not for him.